Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, buddy, it's time for the Chris Young Show here on your home of the Rangers. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. Never an out-of-pocket cost. Only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. The Chris Young Show brought to you by Anheuser-Busch and PlayScore. And Chris Young joining us now here on The Fan. Good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
Hey, guys. I'm all right. How are you all?
Yeah, about the same. Let's talk about what's on deck here. What are you looking at these last six games, and what are you hoping to see?
Well, obviously, I want to win all six games, and I think they are important games for two reasons, the first of which is it's really important for us to finish above 500. I think in spite of everything we've been through this year, we can finish above 500 and you know, look at the season and, you know, in some ways see how close we were and other ways say, okay, we've got to be better. I think that's an important benchmark for us to get above 500 and finish strong. And then secondly, you know, we're playing Cleveland the last three games and they're playing for something. And we have an obligation to the league to give our best effort to make sure that we have an impact on their pennant race and that we give it our best. So, you know, those two things are very important to me, and I want to go out and play with fight and hunger and finish strong here and end on a high note.
What would you do differently if you look back in the last 6 months? Anything?
Well, you know, we haven't done a full review yet, and there's a lot of things that we will conclude that we should have and could have done differently. You know, and I think it really starts with the offense. I think the offensive underproduction this year across the really the entire team is something that has been alarming and something that we've got to get back to correcting. And, you know, the pitching was phenomenal. It really start to finish. It's been very, very good. But the offense, especially early on, underachieved. And there's no doubt that we didn't win games early in the season that we should have won. And so how we correct that in terms of personnel, hitting philosophy, changes that we need to make in terms of the style of play that are going to lead to producing more runs, it's going to be critical for our success moving forward. And so I'll start with that. But there's going to be a much deeper review and analysis that we will conduct upon the conclusion of the season, and at which point, you know, in a few weeks, I'll have a better answer for you.
I always say that I love knowing Chris Young, World Series champion GM, is at the helm here. I love how you've built a great pitching staff and the starters and the bullpen and all that. Are you thinking that maybe we take a little bit out of the jar for pitching and throw it towards hitting, or, you know, going into 2026 offseason, what are you willing to sacrifice to make sure your offense is better?
Well, ideally you'd have both. And I felt like we should have had both this year. I mean, I really, just being very candid and honest, I thought our hitters were more talented in the way they performed. And so I don't see the reason we can't have both. And I don't think we have to take a step back from the pitching to take a step forward on the hitting side. So the question is, what do we need to do to get the best out of our guys so that they can perform at the levels we believe they're capable? And I think it starts with that. So I don't think it's subtracting from the pitching staff. I think it's, you know, it's really, and I said this last year, it's getting the best out of our own guys. And we've got to make sure we do that. And we did not do that well enough this year.
Do you expect to see Semien or Seager before the season ends?
You know, at this point, I'm not sure it makes sense to rush either one of those back. Final determination has not been made on either player, but I know they've both been fighting hard as we've been in a pennant race to get back. But There is risk associated with an early return for each of those players, and I'm not sure at this point it makes sense for that. So I think at this point we'd like to play more cautiously and make sure that those guys are healthy to start the off season so they can have good off seasons ahead of them.
Is there any similar thought process with DeGrom and maybe he's made his last start?
Jacob's going to make another start. He wants to make another start. He feels good physically, and we think it's important for him, for two reasons. One, it would be the 30-start mark for him, which I think is a great accomplishment. It's such a win. Jacob has had a tremendous year, and we had said to our fans at the beginning of the year that Jacob DeGrom would be making 30 starts this year. We'd all be thrilled. So mm-hmm. I think for Jacob to have that last start and to finish on a high note, he wasn't happy with his last start. He wants to go out on a win. It gives him another chance to do that, and we're excited to see him out there one more time.
Chris, do you have any indication what Bruce Bochy might be, his plans at the after this season?
No, we have not discussed that, and as the season winds down here, we will get into those conversations, but that's not something neither one of us have been focused on at this point. It's really how to get this team into the playoffs, and obviously this last week has been a real gut punch to all of us.
Chris Young here with you on 105.3 The Fan. Looking at a guy like Josh Smith, how would you characterize his season, and what have you learned about him and maybe his role moving forward?
Well, I don't want to make firm assessments, based on the last several weeks. There's no doubt Josh has struggled in the second half. We know he's a really good player. We've seen it in the first half, but, last year he also struggled in the second half. So we have to determine whether that's overuse and overexposure or is this just something we need to change in terms of the way he's training and the way he's deployed.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why it's not outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Throughout the season so that we can keep him fresh and keep him strong to have a good second half. He's a critical part of our team, and to see him struggle the last few weeks has been tough. We've needed him to perform and it hadn't been there. And, we've got to find a way to make sure he can have a great season start to finish.
You mentioned the gut punch over the last seven games after that winning streak. What happened there? Did the dam break a little bit on you?
Well, and going to Houston, New York, we're playing two pretty good teams. We won the first two in New York and then had a tough loss Sunday and then went down to Houston and, played a really good team and a tough place to play and played it with, kind of a depleted group. And at some point, while these young guys have played so well, at some point, you can only rely on them so much. And we just kind of got cold. From an offensive standpoint, and our starting pitching wasn't as sharp as maybe they've been all year. But, as good as the starting pitching has been, you want to afford them a little bump in the road at some point during the season. And unfortunately, it came at a critical time. But the reality is this season didn't come down to this last week. We had ample opportunities throughout the year to really establish ourselves as a really competitive winning team. And we just didn't do that, especially in the first half of the season when our guys were healthy. We didn't build the cushion. We didn't build the lead. We didn't perform at our expectations. And so, when we did sustain the injuries in the second half, especially here in September, it thinned us out. And while those guys played well for a period of time, you can only sustain that for so long without your big boys. And I think that's what we ran into.
We've got some listeners that are texting in and are wondering if you could give us any clarification on if the team is indeed in the luxury tax, and how realistic should fans' expectations be for how aggressive you're going to be able to be this offseason?
Well, we haven't discussed that with ownership yet in terms of our ownership was very comfortable in going over the luxury tax again this year to be able to compete and compete for a championship. And at the deadline, we made some moves to take on money and put us right up against the luxury tax. We don't have the final calculations, but I think independent of where we land this year, my guess is that we're probably not going to be at the same level payroll-wise moving forward. But that's okay. We've got a very talented group of players, and they're teams that are winning with payroll, and our expectation is that we'll be able to do the same. So, our ownership has been tremendous in giving us the resources we've needed to be successful, and I can't complain about any of the payrolls that we've had. It's been at the top of Major League Baseball over the last couple seasons, and we're going to have to find ways to win, without spending money constantly, because it's the last 2 years have proven that it doesn't guarantee success.
Do you envision making more of a priority when it comes to like the closer role?
You've asked me about the hitting and now the closing. So it sounds like we've got the closing will be determined by what the other needs are. I mean, I think the pitching was relatively good this year. I think our team ERA was towards the top of the league, if not at the top of the league. So if you're asking me where the season went wrong, I would not say closing would be at the top of the list. So, from a fan's perspective, look, I'd love to plug every hole, but, is that possible? It may be, it may not be, but I was very proud of our pitching this year, and I wouldn't say this season came down to a closer by any means.
But you mentioned the spending will be less. Does ownership feel like the window isn't as open as it was?
I think it's wide open. I mean, I think you look at our division, I think it's wide open. I think you look at the young talent we have, and I think that you look at the way we played in September, with young talent, I think it's proof that it doesn't – winning is not necessarily correlated to spending. So I think that's good examples of, what a team can do when you play the game the right way, when you go out and you compete and you have hungry players. And so – we're going to examine it from all angles and determine what the best next steps are to get this team back to the playoffs moving forward. But we have heavy investments in a number of players, and the payroll is not going to be at the bottom of the league. I can promise you that. But we also have to evaluate where things are and what's best moving forward, and how to create some flexibility and be able to reallocate resources and give these young guys opportunities.
Well, thanks for all the hard work and the urgency and the care that you put into making this team as good as it can be. And thanks for being awesome with us all season long, win, lose, or draw, CY. I can't thank you enough.
Well, look, guys, I mean, I tell you, I'm as disappointed as anybody in the outcome of the season. I had high expectations. I thought on paper we were one of the best teams in the American League, but it didn't come together this year. I'm very frustrated by that, but I speak for our entire front office and organization when I say we're fully committed to figuring out how to get this team back to the playoffs, because this team, this organization is a great organization. Our fans deserve a winning product and a playoff caliber team every year. And we came up short this year, but we're going to get back to work and figure this out.
Can't wait to see what you do next. CY, give them hell. We'll be pulling for you.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
There
Bye-bye.
He goes. Chris Young, bye-bye, sir. Brought to you by Anheuser-Busch and by PlayScore.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.